Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 7th.
The town of Paonia has a new trustee. According to the Delta County Independent, Dave Knutson was sworn in as the sixth trustee at the last regular meeting of the Paonia Town Council. Knutson was one of three citizens who submitted letters of application to be appointed to former trustee Barry Pinnell's seat. Knutson was selected after the other two candidates withdrew their letters, leaving him as the only applicant. Also, the town of Paonia is seeking to fill a seat on the Town Planning Commission. Interested applicants can get an application at Paonia Town Hall or at townofpaonia.com.
A Republican state senator who was caught up in the sexual harassment scandal at the state capitol last year is ending his 2020 re-election campaign. Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Jack Tate says he will step away from public service so he can, quote, better meet his personal financial obligations. His Senate district includes Centennial, Cherry Creek, and parts of Aurora. The senator made headlines last year when one of his former interns accused him of sexual harassment. Tate denied the allegations. And Republican Senate leaders determined Tate didn't break any rules. But an outside investigator concluded Tate likely made comments about the intern's clothing and engaged in other behavior that made her uncomfortable. He had raised just over $9,000 for his re-election bid before he announced he would end it in a Facebook post. I'm Scott Franz.
And in a correction to that story, the intern that accused State Senator Jack Tate of sexual harassment was an intern in the state capitol, but not his intern. The midterm elections ended almost a month ago, but campaign season isn't over in Denver. Next May, voters there will decide whether homeless people should be allowed to take shelter and sleep in public spaces. The practice known as urban camping was banned by city officials 6 years ago. Scott Franz has the story.
At any time of the day, it's not hard to find homeless individuals in Denver's Civic Center Park. People are socializing, sleeping on park benches, and sharing food as police cars cruise the perimeter. It's where I met Jerry Burton back in October.
My daughter got taken away from me, and my house got taken away from me.
And Burton ended up calling the park his home.
You're walking on pins and needles, you know? It's very hard to be woken up every morning by police or in the middle of the night.
2 years ago, he laid his sleeping bag in front of City Hall on a cold November night. Police told him to move on, but Burton refused. He was ticketed and the case went to trial. Ultimately, he was convicted of breaking Denver's ban on sleeping in public spaces.
We have laws here, but when you start putting laws on the book to affect one group or individual, something is wrong with that.
A police spokesman declined to comment on how the department is enforcing the camping ban. But according to their records, 32 people have been cited for violating the rules since they went into effect in 2012. But a group of city residents is hoping to change things.
Vote yes!
Vote yes! Vote yes!
Thank you very much.
Diane Thiel is a leader of the Right to Survive initiative. In October, she and other campaign supporters gathered at Civic Center Park for a potluck. They thanked all the volunteers who spent weeks gathering more than 9,000 signatures.
You toiled on even when voters were rude to you or adamantly against our ballot initiative. You kept going.
Technically, she says they're breaking the very law they're hoping to overturn by sharing food and sitting on blankets. Then she picks up a sign that says right to rest and begins walking towards Colfax Avenue.
Used to be people would say not in my backyard, and now they say not in my world. They don't want to see poor people. They don't want to see homeless people anywhere they go. It's not just on their alley. And I think we need to encourage them to understand that everybody has constitutional rights to exist.
As she waves at passing cars, Thiel says the initiative to overturn the camping ban has faced several setbacks. The group spent the last 4 years asking the state legislature to overturn it, but it never gained traction.
My thinking is we need to be like water. when you meet an immovable object, you go around it.
Just across the street is Denver City Hall. It's where council members passed the ban 6 years ago. Supporters, like Councilman Christopher Herndon, said camping bans can actually help homeless individuals. He claimed a similar ordinance in Colorado Springs got hundreds of people off the streets.
160 went back to their families. 35 went to rehabilitation programs for drug and alcohol. 80 went to subsidized housing. 150 got jobs. We reached out to 610 campers and 435 didn't return to homelessness.
The meeting was stopped several times by outbursts from the audience.
I'm giving you 10 seconds.
Mr. President.
I need order right now.
Councilman Paul Lopez voted against the ordinance. He said Denver residents shouldn't be afraid of homeless people.
This proposal is wrong because it punishes the poor for being poor.
Back at Civic Center Park, Jerry Burton shared with the crowd how his life has turned around since the days when he slept here. He's got a home again and a job, and overturning the ban is a chief priority for him.
It will give people the right to rest without being interrupted by or harassed by the policeman. It will also give them the right to share food without being breaking the law. It will also give them a right to just to be themselves, just to be a human being.
Now it's up to Denver voters to decide. In May, the ban on homeless camping will show up on the municipal ballot as the Right to Survive initiative. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And in a sign that Christmas season is officially here, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, began tracking Santa last week. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KRCC, Abigail Beckman reports.
Using the same technology in place to defend our continent, NORAD has tracked Santa's Christmas Eve journey around the world to deliver presents. In a new online video from NORAD, elves are shown helping jolly old Saint Nick prepare for his travels with a few practice runs through the night sky.
Negative, Rudolph. The pattern is full.
The mission to track Santa started by accident in 1955 when a local ad gave a phone number for children to call him. But a misprint meant kids were instead calling the predecessor to NORAD based in Colorado Springs, and they've been happy to field the calls ever since. This year, tracking Santa has gone mobile with a website, social media channels, and a 24/7 streaming SantaCam video. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 7th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.